Yo soy muy bien. We have a sign of Lamaches in Brachas that discusses two kimtas of tomorrow, of dates. I remember Tomo went on a date. That's, you know, Tomo is a date, not a fig. So the one over there says, you have a case of Dvash, a Yaiti from a case of tomorrow, what Brachas to make, that'll be the luck from Sivches to Sifri Aleph. And the first, the sign now, which is the next sign, the sign of Trima. That's going to be a sign on Sifri Zayin over here. So the one discusses this Trima. You take these dates and you make it to Trima. Instead of Asi, that's Mutter, but to make Sheikha is also. The Gemara Paskin saw it this way, that Negeta Sigur is not for Truma Hefsid, who is a Truma. Therefore, who didn't Negeta Sigur Baracha, we make a Baracha on this Tamar by a Priya 8. The Gemara says the reason why. The most valuable Kaimu Kimikara. The Gemara is very clear, the reason is, because this thing, was how was the beginning? It did not change for the original status. Therefore, the beginning of Tamar is an 8. Therefore, it comes a Truma, becomes a case of eights. First question is, what's a trima? What's the level over here? So there are three different rishonim over here. First we have the Torah brings out a master shita. It's chodesh ktsas. It's cut a little bit. Then the Torah brings out the Rambam. Shemacha miyad. Meaning you take out the pit, you mash it down, it comes into this isa, this mass over here. That's it, kim to make eights. And then the Rambam discusses the third case of this plum jam. They take it out, and you mamas pulverize it. And the question is what to make upon that. So it comes out, we have three Rishonim over here. We have Rashi, we have the Rambam, and we have the Truma Tradition. It comes out, read them slowly, there are three different levels over here. Now what are the three levels? Truma Tradition, Lashon, and Truma is Ktsas, Harbe, and Legamri. Because Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, how the place can seem to go, what are the three levels? The level of the Srasik Ktsas, a level of the Srasik Ligamri, a level of the Nimuach Ligamri. That means according to Rashi, Trima is the Srasik Ktsas, that means it's cut a little bit. According to Rambam, Trima is the Srasik Ligamri, it's cut completely. A third case over here, the Trima Tadesh, is something that's pulverized, destroyed, is the Nimuach Ligamri, that's the Kimta that's brought down by the Ramah. So we have these three levels over here. The first two levels, the Sratik Tzas and Ligamri, is Nicker. Question, what level of Nicker? Mashenki Nimuch Ligamri is not Nicker at all. So again, so we have these Rishonim and we have these three levels over here. Now the question is there a machlekes between the Rishonim? How to understand the Rishonim? The three sheetahs over here, they can be the Taz, the Beis Yosef, and the Magar Avraham. The way the Taz, how he comes out, he said there's no machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Wants to be derived from the fact that Gemara says Sheikher is a case you make a shackle or hefsid. Rashi ain't keen anything above that. Say Rashi and the Rambam will agree. Rashi took the kim to the Sorcha de Milso. The Truma Tradition dropping down the Rambam. They even want to say there is no machlekes over here. All cases you make a eights is not Christian for the Truma Tradition. Therefore, we have three levels over here. Whether it's the Satik Tzas, the Gamri, or the Moch Ligamri, or the Taz for eights. No difference. The second Shita, which was Adash himself, how the Beis Yosef goes, and now the Goyim Paskins, that the Machlokes is Nekimto when it's a Srasik Ligamri. There's Machlokes over there, between Rashi and the Rambam. And therefore, come out that since we have a Sophic, the Srasik Ligamri, you should make a shackle, and so in case, in the Moch Ligamri. At Sada Shlishi, come along the Maharam. They want to tie it could be the Rambam is and therefore by the Srasik Ligamri will come out that the Vada Eben agrees to make eights. However, in the Moach Ligamri, that will be the case of Shakel. That means first on the page, what is the halacha, the Beis Yosef, Taz and Maharam? Taz says all three kintas are eights. Masha Enke and the Beis Yosef, the Goyin, they come along and say the last two kintas, the Srasik Ligamri and the Moach Ligamri, when they say the halacha is Shakel. The Mara Brothers will come along and say, not the last case, only the Murach Gam, the third level, is a case of Shahakal. Again, so we have three Rishonim, three levels, and three sheets among the Gedolei Poskim, what the Shadow of the Rishonim is. Alokha Maisel, Kamal the Machaber, it brings down first only the case of the Rambam, the Kimta of the Rambam. You have a case over here that you take out of the pit, that you make in the case of the Isa, and the Alokha is you make an Eitz. Kamal the Ramal, it says, Beloshin Yishoimim, something's the Murach, the Gavri. The law is it should be a case of eight. However, Toiv Lachosh, the Chumash Edition, to make a shackle, however, you make an eight since the Ikal of the Yaitzel. So he has an in between level over here. What exactly he means? He said Toiv Lachosh, but you have the Yaitzel. First, what does the Yesh Oimim come to argue on? The Mishmur has two Mahalkim, what shot to the Mahalkim is. What is the Yesh Oimim? Is the Yesh Oimim coming to argue that came to the Machaber of the Seraphic Legamri? Or the Kim to the Chumash Adashim of the Murach Legamri. He comes out since the Machloikis, if there is a Machloikis, and anyway, Be'ikri, Paschal, like the Rambam, the case of the eights. Therefore, the Machkon of the Mishnah Berurah comes out, something that's Nikra at all, whether it's the Sassik Legamri or the Sassik Sass, the Loch is the eights. The only time to be a Toib Lochosh, when it's the Murach Legamri, when it's not Nikra at all, then it came to come out to make a Shahakal, and you say eights to be eights. So to keep it simple, again, I said a lot of these different sheets and ideas over here. We're going to follow the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah, again, at the end of the day, comes out. If it's not Nikr, that means the first or the second level, Sasek Tzas, or the case of the Sasek Legamri, where it is Nikr, the Loch is going to be an Eitz. Masha Enkin was in the Murach Legamri, which is not Nikr at all. The Loch is looking at Paskin, that's Toiv Loch Shakel, the Yaitza with the case of Eitz. Come on, what Mishnah Berurah points out. That's very good for Baruch Rishayna. Baruch Rishayna. The shackle of Baruch Rishayna prelates. Therefore, you need to have everything. What do you do with Baruch Rishayna? The law is, the Mishmur is going to pass in, that when you don't say Ma'in Shalish, you're not here to the Baruch Rishayna or vice versa. So most of the Kimta, they were discussing the piece of the Baruch Rishayna are not the Zayiminim. But the case of Baruch is more of a Zayiminim. And if the Baruch Rishayna is shackle, maybe with Baya, it had the Baruch Rishayna. Should not be born of Fosh, should be Alan Mitchell, Alan Eitzel here. Therefore, come on, says, first find options to eat something else. If not, you come on with Baskins, a lot of Eitzel, to make a Bacham Eitzel show here, because it got locked in the Rambam. And Moshe Chua points out, it's an interesting case over here. The person asks you what to go do, you say, Bacham Eitzel, Shackle, Bacham Eitzel, Eitzel, Eitzel. All these riddles are like asking kids, where did Allah have to what to go do over here? What do you find a Kimto with a Baruch Rishayna Shakel? Baruch Rishayna is the main Shalosh of Eitz. This is the Mishpah, this is the case. Now the Kavach Haim over here disagrees with Shetotzai, and he paskins that you need to be the Eved Baruch Foshis, then we said over here, like I mentioned last Kavora, say Baruch Foshis. Once the Mishpah does not paskin this way, it comes out, a strange concept, that you should make a case of Shakel by Baruch Rishayna, and the main Shalosh from Baruch Rishayna. Now this is how the Eidl follows, at least in the Ashton follows the Mishnah Berurah. The main svad is a Baruch HaMoch of the main svad, how exactly the Paskim. The Chumash Adashim is brought down by the Meis Yosef, and more in Siman Reish Dalet at the end, brings down that the Chumash Adashim says, you saw it, but Meisi, he says before the Rambam disagrees with the Chumash Adashim. But he left out the Kimta of the Chumash Adashim from the Mechaber, he discussed the Rambam's case, when the Svastik Legami left out the Moch Legami. What would the main svad Paskim over here? Says you be Omer, you left out, does not bring down the Shita, this idea over here, and therefore in all three levels says you be Omer, you make a case of eights. Go ahead and make eights, there's no difference over here. I thought it showed me, come over to Earl Tzion, it's about Plukta, and said, my Shiva wrote down Lashon Rambam. Anything less than that, in the case of Shackle over here. Therefore, in the case of this Nimuach Legami, make us a lot of Shackle, let the Benish Chaim, the Kavachaim go. Therefore, if the next find what to go do, it seems to be a different kvuchas pencil exactly you're following. If you're following a Bi'aimer, his mouth being all three kintas, Bi'aloch of eight. Mashenke, they'll follow Erlatin, they'll pass in the Mokhul Gami like before the get of the Mishnah Berurah. But that's not Loch. I think Loch is very simple, comes up in the Mishnah Berurah. The problem is there'll be like four different hakus you have to clear how to apply this Loch practically. It makes into a massive, interesting question how to apply it to different cases. First question is, what's the definition of the Sfasik Legamri and the Murach Legamri? What do you mean it's not nicker? How do you define something that's not nicker? The Lashon of the Drisha, the Aruch HaShulchan says something that is turns the getter of a mashko, that's the Moch Legamri. A mashko. Therefore, the Pesach Elokra before says has to be something that you can strain. You strain it, it's the Moch Legamri. If it's not strained, the Sasuke begins. Again, they're straining it. Turn it again of a mashko. A chiddush. Mishmur does not say that lashon. Mishmur's lashon is she'ovik called shirasa loy nicker klal. They just type the ones together. He says, go over the kid. Not tippish. And ask the kid, do you see potatoes here? Do you see apples here? Apples? Do you see apples? The gather is not. It's a liquid. It's how I think the oil reads the mishmur simply. Is it nicker or not nicker? That means it come out numerous cases over here. A basic hakir, what is the definition of Nimuach Ligamri? Is how do you define things that are very, very small pieces, but not a mashko. Most kids won't say that's what it is. But my it's not a mashko over here, it's not something you strain over here. They're talking about strawberries, they're talking about different cases over here. So maybe that's another reason why it might be a shackle. But it comes out numerous cases. So this one, a similar case, talk about the potato flakes. They're very small, you make Pringles out of it. So it's not strained. You make a double for sure. It doesn't get involved in another hakiro. I'll say, what do you mean? Potato flakes, you can see the little thing. You look at the flakes, mamish, small as can be. No one sees potatoes there. A couple of cases like that, we'll see that there seems to be this small flakes over here. What's the definition of nikkets you also? That's one hakiro. Maybe different cases over here. First, it's also a case of fruit leather. It's made from mishmash from apricots. That you mash it down. Pashas is not nicker, nor is it from apricots. So I said it right now. Otherwise, a lot of people won't even realize that. So you say, obviously, swarish, but it's not nicker to you, obviously. Make it a case of shackle. And numerous farming now, the ikumai is fruit leather. We make a case of shackle. I want to take, again, three cases over here. Like you're asking first, applesauce. Case of applesauce first, the pashas is really depends who's making it. If you make it at home, usually there are pieces there. If you make a commercial, you buy in a can, usually it's pulverized. You do not see the pieces over there. That's the call over here. Therefore, the is of there and the is of stipler. And I said, very simple, depends if it's nicker and not nicker. That's the can over here. They come along and say, let's say you're not sure if it's nicker or not. Sometimes you're not sure. They point out, if you make it at home, it really depends. If you make it with a food processor, or you make it with a blender. Blender is not nicker, food processor will be nicker. So what happens, you're not sure if the person made it. Or you know the person made it in a food processor, but you leave it in there for a long time, it's also maybe not nicker. So the question in general, let's see if it's soap, if it's nicker, not nicker. You go to a kid, what kid, yeah, what kid, no. Not sure if it's, you can't strain it. What's the case of a topic? There's a couple of the Pesach HaLacha that we forced. He said, let's analyze it. According to the Mechaber, Amari, the Ikalokha is AIDS. Kemal Ramon says, time Lokhish for the Kubusdeshin, that Jackal, from Ika did we have passed the Lokhish of AIDS. What? So, the Ramon is understanding, at least in his sheet, right? He's saying, even in Mokhil Gamri, we see himself saying, the Ika is AIDS. He's saying that on the case of Mokhil Gamri. Now, it could be that part of the Machlikes over here had the Sanna Ramon. Where is he going back on? That means it comes along, and they point out, according to Rashi, that either, let's say, the Lach is supposed to make a shackle. Are you Yaitzah with the eights? How could that more come along in Taino? Well, why is you Yaitzah with the eights? According to Rashi, are you Yaitzah? It's come along from Zalman, he writes in Shuva, there was Chayzer, and the Rebbe comes along and says, so at the end of the day, the Maisa, it is a Priya eights. The Sratik Legamri, and therefore the correct Lachar might be shackle, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Lach Legamri might be shackle. But to say by Priya Eitz and not Yaitzah, even according to Rashi, Ashtu see Yaitzah. So let's say in a case even Mistopic, something is the Moach Legamri. And now you have a Sratik, what sheet are you under? So come along and says, Betim Shakal is a Moach that's Kalas HaKol. But according to Rambam, the correct Moach, and it could be even according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, correct Moach is Eitz. You can't see Mistopic, you have a type of Lachish, a Sabbath type of Lachish, you said the Lach is to make Eitz. That's how they forced. Mike, look around, do a swap, they don't seem to go this way. At least the question of Hamkinevsky, the Avayash, and others. They're telling you, you must not make circle size of Rafa Kilalev, a shackle. You're not sure if you could get a type of option or not. So you're using the shackle, so make a shackle over here. we'll get the case of cornflakes. Would be two different ways of making it. You get cornflakes, you're not sure exactly how they made it. Come on, with swab, we'll say, even a something. You make a case of chocolate over here. On that time, look up at the human suggestion inside. Imam says this. He says something is the gamri. The mice at the end of the day, it's not barley this way or that way. I'm a sulfic. If you want to go do, make a shackle. Jumas Adesim himself says he has a sulfic, make a shackle. I, why? Sulfic. So come along, we see over here, the hoagie, the sulfic, the sulfic, the gamri, the case will be a shackle. Then we come along, the case of applesauce. Make it a strong one time, it really depends. If it's knicker or not knicker. If it's commercial or inside a person's house over here. If you go with the straw over here of straining it to applesauce, then you go with that core will be very knicker over here, and the core will be a case of plates, but a case of applesauce. Unless you want time, there's other things you mix it aside, don't make it tough. Usually, because it's apple, should be a case of shackle over here. Another example we discuss is the case of jam. Now, before, again, the Ashkenaz, the Ramos, very clear, you make a case of shackle over here. Now, what jam we're discussing is a very thick, very thin. All jam eventually will be could be strained through, just it comes back together again. If we don't get, all get strained through, it comes back together. Be a case of you have a shackle, that's a plum jam over here. The next time, she talked, they argue. The Erlitzian versus Yabi Omer. Yabi Omer says a case of eight, because that's the Machabashito. The Erlitzian says a case of you have a shackle. The case of falafel balls, I think, will be a good example how to apply this hakir over here. What do you make of falafel balls? So if you ask any American, what is falafel balls made out of? Most of them will not know it's made from chickpeas. Made from chickpeas. Now, chickpeas, I know everyone knows them from a shalmanok over here. You have, that people eat them. But the essence, now when it's grinded up into small pieces, it's not flour. Right? You go to Miro's, you see it's not flour. But it's small, very, very small pieces. What problem do you make? You take a kadol falafel, take these balls over here, and you want to eat them by itself, not to the people. What problem would you make? What do you think about it? So first, they point out it's flour inside. So let's say it's flour. Make a mosaic somewhere. So they want to pattern the flour is either for texture or make it a stick. The way mosaic says, no. Everyone knows that if you don't want flour, flour it's chickpeas, and the flour is to give it taste. We already mentioned in the past that if we know we're eating the chickpeas, a gum is a flour over here, just like the schnitzel. The thing around it is only give taste to the schnitzel. It also flour over here to give taste to the chickpeas. So after Kemach, we're not going to make a mezainis. No one says mezainis. The question over here is this thing, nichon negedah, being nichon enough? Come on, Rabbi Forrest, when she talks about it, he says, they're not made to flour, they're chopped very thinly, these chickpeas, and therefore the law is, you make a dom over here. It does not go through a strainer. Make a dom. I say, come on, mezainis of bracha. He says, it's not nichon. I said, no one can tell, it's a kid. Any person, what are these? No one can tell. That's the case over here. Therefore, it seems to me more sperm went to Allah on chickpeas and went to the case of Sha'akal versus the case of Adama, because they seem to understand the ghetto bit like the Mishnah, meaning the idea of a person seeing it, do I see the Muslim here? And that's a fact that turned into the case of being Kena Mashka. Because we have one Hakira here, what is the definition of a Nikka Klau? Seeming to replace them, the Malakim, nearly more the swab here in the ghetto area, the thicker of the eye of a person, and not the fact that somebody can strain, not strain. Even beforehand, you go to Miro's, you see the whole basket over there, can you see his chickpeas? Even beforehand. Some say look at Apple, some look at Echam, they discuss that point. But even before, even if you want tiny, you look at before, still you won't be able to tell. I had no idea what some chickpeas. Did you know? Right? Fine, that's one shayla. The second shayla, we discuss something that's nicker over here. We say nicker meaning in the tzur shabai. What about the nicker in the taste, in the color, in the texture? The numerous cases that the piece itself is not nicker, but they take the whole thing into context, it is nicker over here. The main classic example discussing are potatoes. The potatoes, whether you have a potato kugel, or you have a latkes over here, or you have mashed potatoes over here, these things, you can argue the point, say the mice, it's not nicker. If it's mashed well, you don't know it's potatoes. If a kid tells you it's potato, love dafka. It'll be strained over here, depends how much they grind it up. But everyone knows it's a potato. Why? The color, the texture, the taste. The whole sewer in the total package, I can know it's a potato. You come on, the yisaid, a machlekes in the yisaid, or the concept of something being nicker. If dafka nicker to you, I'll say nicker in general. Again, the Gedolei Achronim argue this point. They ask questions to Shlomo Zalman and to Eliashiv and Oshaimberg, and they say the Maisi take the whole thing into account. All this pertains to the Lachos Adama. Whether it's the pieces are nikkur, pieces are not nikkur, they're nikkur in the context they're in, the texture they're in, the color and the taste they're in. So chips not maybe a different reason. But also, for them, close game. Other, there seems to be a lot. That's a good question, Amir. Good question. Put it to the side. Atel Hasheni, Rav Ozer, and the Chodashani, and Atel, the Kalam Tainan, Nikkim is Nikkim, two Asa, it's two over here. The moment you argue this question over here, is Nikkim mean in the two or Nikkim in total package? Therefore, let's go to the cases. Again, what case is Kosel Latkis? When he was Livivot, right? Livivot? This is Livivot over here. So, in the same Brocho, he answers from Zalman this question, and he says, whether they're grounded, whether the parade, Maisa came back to case Levivot, everyone knows exactly what it is, it's a case of potatoes over here. Yashiv and Kavachuvas, the Maisa says everyone can tell, everyone knows from potatoes, don't care how falling it was originally, but now he made it back into this Latka, you might see Mikhadoma. Now, just to be fair, Rishon Zalman is putting on the same Bracha this way. It was Zalisa Bracha, he is Rishon Zalman, says, not this way. He says, no, Nick has to be the piece itself. The reason why I think he follows is the same Bracha. The same brother has truth in the fact he says you showed it to Mishlom Zalman, Mishlom Zalman read every word. So that's how the same brother went. Also, we hear about Yashiv. Yashiv is son-in-law of a child of an Aki, and his old machine says it's not the way from Yashiv. My son, Yashiv is in Kavit Shuvah that way, and he himself walked away. So Mishlom Zalman and Yashiv, but as we both, they both say, I don't care how, what level it's grounded up, because of the Mishlom Zalman. I found a shame, maybe it's Chudah Shani, the prophet, and Kosher Leo, that's Raphael, you say, Mishlom depends. If it's a case over here that's pieces over here in the revolt, some of it's strands, be nick, you make a dhamma. If it's grounded up and then you maintain the revolt, it could be a case of shackle. One case. Another example, just specifically on this topic, the case of potato kugel. Again, it's a shalom. The same prophet, he has a shuva that he checked over. He said, by potato kugel, I did not care if there's strands there or flour over there. Then they know I said it's nick over here. I've got a shiny again. Put a shiny in the law to say, really depends. If the case over here is a case of strands, you know, it's typical. Last time there's strands, they usually taste better. That's one level of snicket seriously. Then you make a case of a double. If the case is strands, not can make typical, says the Oshani Revolzin, my son's case, of shackle there. Third case is mashed potatoes. Also, to speak out the sorrows, my son is yeshiva. It's very liquidy, and it seems to be a case of made from instant powder, but Mashgiach tells me it's not true. He tells me, no, it's mamish, it's made from real potatoes. Agam, it's very, very liquidy. It's mamish liquidy, it seems to be the same level as instant potatoes. But it's real potatoes over here. The question is, what do you make upon it? So again, there's a question from Shlomo Zalman, and Tov Yashiv, and Tov Sharmberg, and all three said, what's the local? I don't care if it's very liquidy or not, where it came from, or strands or not, or mash or clumps or not. It doesn't make a difference. In the context, in the texture, in the color, in the taste, it's potatoes. A lot of you make a dome over here. And that's the Mishavuah says this case. Mishavuah says the case of Ered apple. He says potatoes over here. Except in the Mishavuah is no raya, because he's saying in Mechabashita. He said, Ered apple from Achav also Ke'iso. So in the Mechaber is saying it. You have to make someone like one way, someone like another way. He's saying he's nichol Mechaber together. You have to know if it's not an East anymore, what's the law be? Yishlodim. I said a shani, it's question to Avot and the shani, and they say, mashed potatoes, it depends. If it's clumps over here, it'll be a case of a dhamma. If it's mamshil, a liquid that can be strained, it'll be a case of shackle over here. So finally, I said three cases of potatoes, the swarm of all three, Gdolim, Akum, and all three cases over here. The mice of what the books say, it's very interesting, it looks like the three main books, the Zoysa Bracha, Bitzchei Lacha, and the same Bracha, all three say it depends upon if it's nicker or not nicker, not like Shalom Zalman and not like Yashiv, on what case, Dafka by Latkits and by Potato Kugel, and all three say by mashed potatoes, you always make a case of Adam over here. That's the mini Klai Yisrael. How they divide the two up, Yishlod and Harpe, the Chor, all three are the same exact like Yisrael here. And nearly the Ilam is not the way. The Ilam does not seem to go like these strong. They seem to go like all three cases over here is always a tumble. They seem to follow from the Zalman of the Ashes of Malach over here, Malach of Lars and Chodeshani, that once we can taste it that way, and the texture, and the color, and the whole story is nicker, nicker, kind of nicker, why? Tell you all question, I said, about the Yates thing, a case of a tumble over here. The same case is discussed by eggplant, that's Misrasek, it's been the same Acholikis. according to the answer question from the Zalman, the same Brahma, he comes on kind of nickel, not nickel, does not make a difference. Everyone knows eggplant is eggplant. That depends. If it has pieces inside, or in the case of the Sassic Ligami, the Mokal Ligami over here, same as like this. Maisa comes up, that's a very important second Chakir over here. What finds nicker? Nicker in the total package? Or nicker in the tzur itself are the pieces? A third Chakir. This idea of being nicker, is it a simin or a sibo? Very long, very shivish. In this case over here, that when is it the side of a simin, and therefore when there's a strassic gamri, now it's a battle of shame pre over here, or it's a sibo shaboy. Let's say you took something, you made it to powder, and then you put it back to what it was. You take potatoes, make it to a powder, and they put it back to being a potato, a whole potato. You cook a potato, you have a whole solid potato. Everyone sees a potato. So if you said over here it's a simon, that once you grind it off, a little shame pre over here, you put it back, a little shame pre. It's a case of shackles, potato. If you said it's a sibo, the mice gets not nicker. And once he's a potato, it is nicker. So you put it back to being a potato, you make a case of a double. So you, everyone sees this whole potato over here. What's the case over here? Therefore, they discuss a very simple case of instant potatoes. Maybe what happens, you take the potatoes, you take out the water, you make it into flour over here, not nicker at all. Then you put water inside and make mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes are from instant. You cannot tell any difference from mashed potatoes that were not from instant. They look exactly the same thing. So what bracha do you make upon these? You make a shackle or a double? So this question to Rav Moshe and the Rishon Zalman, the Yashiv and the Scheinberg, they come on to say, the Yisoid over here, it's a Sibo Shavoy. It's a case over here that has to be nicker. If it is nicker at the end of the day, the Moshe make a double. I lost it, but went back. Does that make any difference over here? The Yisoid HaShani, or the Yisoid HaShani, say, let's say you take a tomato, you grind it up, and you put it back in the cucumber. So a double to a double. So what's the law? I should make a double over here. I see a double over here. I say probably a double over here. Elmai, a father, not know will say that. It's a new thing over here. Originally it's a potato. Now I grind it up. It's a different type of zone. It's a cucumber now. I look like a potato. Who cares? Different one time. Now something you put back. The law is you make a shackle. And therefore, the Feinstein, the tell, he likes it. I want to argue with his father. And one time, the law has to make a case of shackle over here. Like the Kodashani. My thing is, who cares you put it back? That's the gate to instant potatoes. Building upon that, I discuss the sugya of Pringles. Same question. Now, I asked how do people how they make Pringles. What they told me, yeah, they take this big potato, put it in the machine, they cut them up, all the exact size over here. That's not what they're doing. Look at these big potatoes that size. They take it, potatoes, they take the potatoes, they grind it up, make it into very small pieces over here, into powder or flakes, and then they put it into the machine, and they make it the exact same size. So in essence, you can argue the point, say it lost its tzura, and then went back to its tzura. Is it a simon or a sibo over here? So they went to Moshe, and they showed him Pringles, and they showed him instant potatoes, and went back to potatoes. And they kind of went back, and went seized potatoes over here. The Lachiz Yemekisa Adomo. The Belsky says, over the OU, originally when they came out with Pringles, it came out with a shmur, they make a shackle, until they went to Moshe. And they went over to other people and explained to them, see what's happening over here, and what exactly looks like. They showed them. And then they came over and they said, we passed in, we make a double over here. Here's a double. Rafa Forrest, he came over and says, for another reason, which you told us, the reason why we make Pringles on double, it's not flour, it's potato flakes. Potato flakes? And they can see what's over here. Because you cannot strain flakes. Flakes are very small pieces. That's the case of the Strassic Nagami, not Nimuch Nagami. That's why it's his sheet, he says, to make a domo. A guy who writes instant potatoes, he says, you make a shackle. A Pringle, he says, write a domo. What? It looks like a potato chip. Whatever. When you see potato chips, you see a potato. If any person eats potato chips, everyone sees a potato, no one argues the point. This looks like potato chips. This looks... let's put this, we'll get to maybe another thing we're really asking, we'll get to. But everyone agrees by potato chips are double, right? Fine. We'll have to get to why that's so. Why maybe that's not nicker. It's a chip. Fine. So everyone, when they see Pringles, they see potato chips. And they eat, and the texture, the whole thing is potato chips. No, Avad is a shell of Pringles, but it's also a special Akim. We're putting that to the side over here. We're putting that to the side. Fine, Pence. There are 5 years of whites and not to worry about special Akim. Well, to put that to the side. So, we have a sicker than one Taino that we don't want Pringles or a Domo. First of all, Taino, that's Chazan Shiro. Oh, hey, the flakes over here. Yeah, they come to make an optimal, look like a potato chip. Aftala Shani, Avalk, Drash Kakarto, Shaya Broko, the last liquid saber Broko is a Kamala Taino, Maisa, not Nikro here. I might say it is put back, but my sense it's a case of a simnasty, but they want Taino Pringles, make a shackle over here. Maisa, I've asked around what to do, and it seems to be, come on, every whole chef seems to argue at this point, when they knew what Pringles were. So, Shaya, what do you go to make these Pringles? The newest passing time is headed back to Tsuras to make a Adam over here. A fourth Hakira over here is what happens when something's 100% not Nicker. You can't tell. It's not Nisrasik, it's not Nimuch. Not Nisrasik, Nimuch, but it's not Nicker. As once in Yeshiva, it was Shabbos, we took out from the children, 10 little kids, but we weren't sure. Not Nicker. We didn't want sure. But one of the things that you're not sure what it is exactly. Not a human being. She was being terrific. But what happened to you is not Nicker. But, again, not Nisrasik anymore. So, first case I discussed is cornflakes. That means, what is cornflakes? If a person shock kid of cornflakes, I'll tell you, oh, corn. I'll tell you corn. No, I'll tell you, you see corn over here. Not Nicker. I said, Moshe Shubin of Ezra Chelik Aleph, he kind of cornflakes in the case of Shahakal. Shahakal. Come on, Moshe and Torah Vayro and Chelik Beis and Chelik Vav. It seemed to me they explained to him what the Messias is. The cornflakes are can be made in two different ways. The cornflakes that can be made, they take the corn and just flatten it out. Take a boulder, take a machine and roll it out. You smash it down. It's a corn that's not Nisrasik at all. It's not immortal gummy. In the case, they just smash down totally. Now Moshe says, the cloud on Nisrasik gummy, immortal gummy has to be a case where you pulverize it. In case you break it open into pieces over here. Something that became liquid, something like that, very small. Something that was the same thing to flatten out. That's abnormal. Ashen came in cornflakes. If you grind it up into corn flour, kemachtiras. And then you make cornflakes, no one will be a shakal. Be the same exact thing, looks the same exact way. When it's flattened, it's abnormal. When it's grinded up, it becomes a shakal. I can tell me over here, maybe Chesed Tzirasai, but not Chesed Tzirasai being a case of corn. It's Chesed Tzirasai of cornflakes, not Chesed Tzirasai medicine. They have a voice from the test, how do you make it? The one they say over, Kellogg's cornflakes, the rice is flattened. They have a Kellogg's, the swamp saying, make a Yadomo. Mashenki, they said, Bellman, tell me, you see it on the back, it says, Kellogg's Tiras, it's grabbed it up, and they can make a shackle. If you're not sure exactly what it is, the swamp get about this kid to a topic. Sovk of the Shastik. But my fourth thing is you should make Adomo. Hashem, you also say a case of Sovk, you make a case of Shakal. No, the Mishnah is with Mishnah himself. He's the one who Pringles said Adomo. He says, okay, it's best that's made. No, it doesn't look like, but it looks like corn. No, I think potato chips look like potatoes. I think so. And therefore, you look among the Svarim, most Svarim seem to go, the liquid Svarim seem to go with this Mahalach over here. It really depends how cornflakes are made. If it's ground at all, in the case of Shakal, Mashenki, it's flat, in the case of Adomon. Now, there seem to be Ravozner as a true about the Chelches, Nashikar as a true about the Chelik Yud, and not Mechab between the two, Lavdach, they knew there was a Chelik over here. Each one of them is a Machalik, it's clearly about the Sikkim over here. Could be there are those who want to disagree, Yishlotim. But nice how the Svarim seem to go, it really depends how exactly it's made. If it's flattened, or if it's not flattened, or it's grounded up. A similar case to this is what's the halacha of rice cakes? I once had my meal, my shviger, my wife, my daughter. They said, what halacha do you make your rice cakes? So once I was doing this, once I don't want to shackle. I'll teach you to try to see mecha. And there's some numerous cases over here that did not seem to agree about anything. So I was being fair to them. I know the sugi a little better than them. But it's a great question. Numerous cases are not clear what to go do. What's the luck of the gate to rice cakes? And that's rice cakes is getting involved with two sugyas. One sugya of the ma'aseh is a nikud tzirah, so you're not. And they get a valid question. We're saying he said to be Nikit Zirotai, number one by Dhamma, number one by Ace. We have two different cases brought down by the Paiskim. By Mizlinus, we say the same Kal, Nikit Zirotai. Kal, the Moshe, the point is, by Mizlinus, not Shaykh, the idea of the Nikit Zirotai, not. No, that's. But I think there's a difference to give a different reason. But the sort of is, why are we saying Shaykh by Ace and Adama? It says, by Priya Ace. With Dimuach, it's not Priya. By pre hadamach, dimuach is not a pre. By mina mezaynus, mina mezaynus. Because the idea of nikat zirasa is of course not shayach. It could be like kol yamal. However, nigea to rice cakes, it could be it is nigea. Why? So really, first, you have to realize there are two questions over here. Nigea to rice cakes. First question is, what are you doing with rice cakes? You're taking the rice, you're popping it up, and it's being stuck together. You're popping up the rice, it's stuck together. There's one thing over here, one cake over here. So, one question is, when you get to the sigil of a mezainis, it has to be a tapshul. If it's not a tapshul, you take wheat and you roast it in the hall. It has to be a tapshul. You have these rice cakes that are being stuck together through heat over here. Is that nichol get of a tapshul or not? Is that a tapshul? Those who want taina, the maizahs are also being stuck together as a chashivas of a tapshul. Like all tapshuls stick together, this sticks together. Therefore, Chaim Knievsky or Yashiv, they come with taina. At the end of the day, rice cakes are mezainis. Rav Strobach in the Truth on August in the Chelek Hay, he says, for years I made a Dhamach, not made Chayzer, made a mistake, he says, now the Chelek Hay is in the Zaynus. So, wife and the daughter and the Shri don't know, Rav Strobach was Chayzer, make him a Zaynus. I mean, this one's not factual. But I said, most of them want to disagree. The one Taino, that can be clear that 12 Svarim say in the Zaynus, call above us. I said, though, there are more than 25 Svarim who disagree. But the question is that Dhamo or Shahakal? Those who want taina lemaisa at the end of the day, it's not a tapshul. It's not being cooked with the water. It's true, it's being stuck together. The want taina lock is the case of Adama. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman, and the Ohr Lezion, and Chaim Kushimer, and Rav Vosner, and the Berkus told me numerous times, lock lemaisa make Adama. And 20 different Shlomo say the lock lemaisa make Adama. How that now leads to our sigil. Is it nicker? When see first see the rice cake, they see rice? Because it has the name rice cakes. Without the name rice cakes, they all see rice over here. Rice is rice. One of the honors is, I mean, we have many big mezainis and rice, that itself is a big tool by themselves. All the halakha that we're making mezainis upon rice, no one sees rice cakes. There's a case over here, they grew up the rice. So the case over here that's not nikat zirasai, and not mitzvah, being the work of the tzaddik. It's like all things, because they got grew up over here. What's the luck in that case? So here we have a case, the Kabbalah, the Dain Fisher, and the Chudashani, the one taino, rice is not nikar. The of the law is you should make a rice cake, shakal. Why is the Chodeshani, you ask them, you write shakal. Well, Dain Fisher says, make a shakal, because certain swam went this way, not the kids you're offering. Why is the most swam say, no, it's not tapshul. But at the end of the day, you're not through the ghetto of the Shasikun and Mork. The of the law in the case of Adam over here. Now, just to realize, if you make Adam or Mazinus or shakal, all three yates of the Yavit, called the Mishnah Berurah. Shakal, or the yates of. Adama, my sister true, came from Adama. Mezainis, Mishmur, Shitas, Yoytza, everything Mezainis except for Maim Velechem, Maim Melech. So the Maisha Yoytza all three ways. The question is, what is the correct book to go make? Most of them seem to say Adama, the Swarm say Shakal, the Swarm say Mezainis over here. But one of the questions over here is, Mabash Al Sigil. Something that is, again, is not Nikr, no one sees rice. But it's not Nisasik, it's just pulling up over here. The one time, again, most of them, one time, Nikr together of Adama. A third of Kimto, you can discuss. Popcorn. Popcorn comes from corn. That's part of the word, popcorn. Do you see corn over here? Do you see corn? So we'll get to that. So the three reasons why every single year agrees it's Adama. Everyone agrees. The three reasons why. One is you can say, I do see corn. Snicker, I do see it. Some strange swarming right down, there's snicker. Okay, we'll lay that. A second swarm, they come along to say, it's a case that's not necessary, not anymore. It's blown up, like rice cakes. It's not necessary, but who cares? It's not necessary anymore. It's a case over here that's a corner where. Then we get to the third story, he just said over. I said, Taina, which leaves now the whole new sigil over here, the fifth sigil over here. Now we have to realize, again, we went through already four hakiras, now we need the fifth sigil over here. Just, he said, he said, that some of these, the zon is beyuchon made for popcorn, has the ghetto bring Adama. I mean, just to realize what we came out from right now, first you have to realize that we came out, there are three levels on the Sasek. The Sasek, Miktas, Sasek, and the Morch. We have to realize there are three Shis over here, there's the Rashi, the Rambam, the Sedeshan. Number three, we have to realize there are three Shis over here, there's the Beis Hishnah, the Tazim, and number four, we have to realize there's a Halach over here, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah. Number five, you have to realize there are four Hakus discussed until now. We discussed the idea of what's the definition of the Morch Legamri. We discussed, seconding, what's the definition of being Nikit Zirachai, taking all the package into context. Number three, what happens to Chayza to back to Zirachai what it was, put it back together again. And number four, we discussed what happened. It's not Nistratic, but it's not Nikit at all. Now, Exeg over here. Telling the Mishnah Berurah, and it makes a massive limitation in this halacha of the Ramah and the Mechaber. He brings down a graz and a chayotum. They said, "Be'etz mi'avet alas, we have ginger. Take the las, this pumpkin, I'm making the pumpkin kapai. It's not bisvar shemoy simor chagamri. Should be a case of shackle. Except, what do you do with the las? No one eats the las as is. Everyone makes the simor chagamri, make this pumpkin pie. Therefore, what broken do you make? You make adomo." That means something that the derech to go eat is the ikra chilosai is in a way of being the moach legamri. Says the mishmur on the grass of chayodim. What bruch do you make? You make the bruch. You make the bruch. What came from it's an eight. Adama adama. Your second case of ginger. Don't know how people eat ginger. What that is exactly. But it says a case of ginger over here that no one eats it as is. Everyone pulverizes it. The moach legamri. And therefore, what bruch you make on the bruch? Whatever it came from. East side over here. Now, there is a little bit of a shell among the Malachtim. Mishu's love over here, if Roiv Derech HaChilotzai, is Roiv Dafka Roiv? Roiv means Orchidim also, back of a kach. We have to get to Mishu as in Reish Gimel, as Lashon of Orchim, Orchim Kach, Lashon of the Get of Roiv, and therefore the Zeis Abrocha, Madame also seem to argue that the Derech over here is Roiv or Orchim Kach. But next year, we have this inside over here. Therefore, come on in the case of popcorn, they point out the corn that they make popcorn out of is not the corn they eat in the can, or the corn on the cob. It's a whole different zone, maize, that making special popcorn. Since they're making it special, and this whole thing is only made to be popcorn, so Mishmura says, the last is made to only be the Morch Legamri, even if it isn't the Morch Legamri, still a popcorn make a case of Adamo. That's Matthias and Rebelski, the same with Shire Brocha, that's Matthias over here. So there are three reasons why a popcorn to make a case of Adamo. Number one, it's on the sugya over here of that it's, it maybe it is nicker. Number two, even if it's not nicker, nice it will not pulverize over here. And number three, and special note over here, upon the schedule over here, they discuss what happens if something that grows special for this reason, but it's not really always made for this reason. For example, tomatoes. Tomatoes are made to be eaten. But let's say this company is growing tomatoes just to make tomato paste. As you said in the Mishnah Berurah, make adamas. It's grown for this. This is the pre over here. In the case over here of apples, applesauce. The company that makes applesauce doesn't buy apples from another grove. They grow apple special, make applesauce. So you say, no, this is Iker Achilo is making it the case that's the Morch Legamri. So this is the question of Shalom Zalman, we ask you the time to know. The whole Yisrael over here in the Mishnah Berurah is when, what is this pre called? It's by pre Adama, by pre Eitz. The pre by tomatoes is one's a pre when you eat a tomato. What's a pre when you have a apple? It's an apple. Choose, you personally maybe grow it for to me tomato paste or apple sauce, but that's not what a person sees a pre. If it cannot be eaten the last, when people see pumpkin, no one eats pumpkin. Therefore, when they see it, what is a pre? The pre is in the Mahusha, it's one is the Morch Legamri.
Yeah.
Eat them also. I don't think there are specials on. You can buy, you can eat them also. Just as well. Maybe get to two limitations in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see. Building upon this, leads to a tumor. What broch do you make on Bamba? I assume most of us know what Bamba is in this country. Either you have kids, or Bez Hashem will have kids over here. So it's cool. It's a basic, you know, kids nurse and a Bamba. That's what they eat. So the shell is, what broch do you make on Bamba? You take out the bag of Bamba, but that's, it says on the bag, shackle. It says over there, 64% is kemach tiras. They make case of shackle. Why shackle? Because tiras, that's ground up into powder. Not nickel. You make bamboo over here. Should be case of shackle. Therefore, look among the swarm of the Ashkenaz, all the Malachim say, the case over here is shackle. Zaysa Brocho, Shaya Brocho, Brocho, all the different swarms say that way. Come along the Alki Yosef, over 15 years ago, he tells you already, you're missing the boat. And there's a Sefer Abba Bo'il Basi, 500 pages on Abba. 500 pages on it. And it comes out at the end of the day, they're making a mistake, Simon Tad Yediya, Simon Tad Asigishwa, the local. And he has a couple of reasons why. First, he starts off, you have to realize, a side point, we have Machaba Shita, the task passes away, it should always be a case of AIDS, or by Bama, it should always be a case of Adama. Aleph, fine. The second thing he says, it's not ground up in the powder. It's made into small flakes over here, very small pieces. And then he'll get a big nicker, which gets about not flakes over here. According to every force, maybe it is nicker, according to others, not nicker. One kind of makes is nicker. But the main time is, he says that this zone that you're making up out of, it's made special for Bamba. You cannot eat this corn. This corn is made special for Bamba. So just like anyone saying about popcorn, it's made special for popcorn. You can't eat it. He says, he's a liar, the Matthias says, you can't eat it. And for this reason, you can't eat it. So it's a Zom, you're going to Mishnah, like the last, you make a Zom over here. And therefore, the Yaakov Yosef says, they went over with his taino to his father, Avad Yosef, and he said, he's asking. And then a Maisa, a Mal Pesach, he picked up Bamba, and he make a Bamba, a Dom upon it. Not Mal Pesach, obviously, because it's kidneys, but for Avad Yosef, no problem. Maisa, Maisa Rav, he made a Dom over here, and they went over to Eliashiv, and brought down Eliashiv, said, yeah, I'm asking, the case over here is a Dom. Now, I looked around in the other swamp of Eliashiv, I don't see anyone say Eliashiv either way over here, but they said, Eliashiv agrees, Avad Yosef agrees, I'll be the Cheshmer Shmoy, side of Ashlad, side of Neisrach, be a case of a Dom. Maisa, it's been after 15 years already, the Pdas still has the bag shackle. Until yesterday, it wasn't clear how can it answer back this taino, at least the third taino. That means we have one taino, Mechaber, for our window passing away. Second taino, Nicker, not Nicker, one taino, it's Nicker, small flakes. Fine, pick we go, Nicker means the person sees the small flakes, they don't take corn over here. But the main taino, the thing is, dumb, you come up, if it's true, how do you answer that? So I saw yesterday, I say, Rebech Hashem, and then the Chilik Gimel, Maimer Vav, and some of Yosef Peretz. Don't know who that is. But he writes 40 pages back and forth against the Sefer over here. And he says, the Maisa, you're telling me the Maisa, you can't eat it. I said, I asked him, the Kiyim and the Matthias, he can't eat it. Not sure. It's really Achila, Toyla Achila. It's very important they can't eat. Now, I don't know how the world that Machlokes works out. Just go by the court, the field, and see what's happening over there. I'm not sure whether, but that's the Maisa answers back. But he's answering back this person. That's not true. It's very important that you can't eat. If you can't eat it, make a dumb over here. When it's corn, Mashenka to grind it up, it's not Nicker. The case over here is shackle. So again, we have to get involved over here. A couple of questions to get to Bamba. The meaning of the Ashkenaz, all of them to make a shackle. Meaning they swat all the mice to make a domo. Yeah, 64%. 64% is corn. I don't know. A similar question built upon this mission over here. What rock do you make on peanut butter? That means you take a spoon, you eat peanut butter, and now you put it on top of your bread, which is a tuffle. Which, yeah, people do that right, so they're hungry, they'll take peanut butter. Now, there are two different types of peanut butter on the market. There's a creamy peanut butter, and there's a chunky peanut butter. Creamy means there is no pieces inside. It's that's a creamy in Hebrew. Creamy, fine. And then you have a case of chunky that pieces inside. So let's make it simple over here. A passage is the two ways you could argue how to make this peanut butter. Either you can make everything cream, put pieces back inside, or you, when you mash it, you have pieces left behind. The simple understanding is the pieces left behind is really a tuffle, and it is a cream. Let's leave it simple that the idea over here, the pieces behind are really meant for a tuffle. What about you make of the ikka? The ikka is a cream. Now, what's the ikka is a cream over here? Come on, Rabbi Forrest, again, he comes up and says two reasons why to make a dumb of peanut butter. Number one, he says that the case of peanut butter is something that you have to pulverize it to make it a cereal. Here, he says, like mashed potatoes. He also mashed it, it's all stuck together, and therefore, you get the ikka cereal. It's no different than the mashed potatoes that everyone says, Allah is a dumb. It also is mashed potatoes. It's mashed peanuts over here. Same idea. Number two, he says, most peanuts are cooked are made of peanut butter. If so, you have the Mishnah right now. Mishnah says, is making the last into this thing that's not Nick. You make a case of a domo. So what kind of peanut butter should be a case of a domo? How do you answer back? come up with the same bracha. And the Yitzchak is asking these questions. Maisa, what are we going to do over here? At the end of the day, the Maisa, most peanuts, at least in America, is made of case of peanut butter. So Mishlom Zaman says, you say to the Mishnah Berurah, very important you say. One time the whole gedder of the Mishnah Berurah is dark in the Kimto, where it's not good to be eaten the way how it is right now. And the better way of eating it is after the Nimuch Ligami. The last no one can eat it right now. Therefore, Nimuch Ligami, that's the pre. Peanuts, everyone can eat peanuts. Everyone can. Whether it's really peanut butter or not doesn't make a difference. Everyone can. So that's Boy Pri Adomo. When you destroy it, then it's not naked seriously. Who cares? But the Yisrael in the Mishnah Berurah adopts something that's not good to be eaten that way. Very important Yisrael in the Mishnah Berurah. That really depends what type of corn we're discussing over here. Other thing is special. That thing is a special, different brand of corn. There's different corns in the market. The ones that they're making bomb out of, the ones making popcorn out of, cannot be eaten. Right? The thing is, it's not made to be eaten. That's the argument over here. No, you can't. It's not made to be eaten, no. What they call maize, what they call corn, they're different types. They're different types of corn. They cannot be eaten. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, they get it to peanut butter, everyone can eat it. They get the idea of naked you also, not naked you also. Again, I can argue the point. Go over the child. The mice, how do you know, if you did not say the word peanut butter, the word peanut inside the name of the thing, don't even know it came from peanuts. Some people actually even ask me, is it milk? Because it's the word butter inside. Some people don't ask the word over here. No, it's not milk, it's part of the mice. Peanuts, they say it's snicker, pelt, you say it's snicker. And therefore, look at among the songs from the Zalman, on the Shani, and therefore, that's a bracha, the same bracha they pass in the peanut butter, they made a case of shackle when eat it by itself. But Falki comes along and says, it really depends if it's chunky or not. What's time if it's chunky? The case of, be a case of a double, if it's not chunky, the case of shackle over here. But again, you have to realize it's very important that you say in the Shalom Zalman that the definition of the Mishmur is something that's not good to be eaten in that matzib. A second exception in the Mishnah Berurah, which will lead to big mavucha in numerous cases, that really leads to a kasha in numerous cases. That's a couple of which are true, but I also beat down what's the halacha of coffee and tea, which we'll have to get to. Then he ends up in the case of chocolate. That chocolate, according, means not a chocolate drink, it means chocolate made of chocolate pieces over here. He says, before we think about it, what is chocolate? It's made from a cocoa bean. Take the cocoa bean, you grind it up, and you make chocolate. Do you see over here a chocolate bean? Do you see a cocoa bean? No one sees it. But no one will eat a cocoa bean. You don't take off a bean off a tree and eat it. You don't do it that way. So what is it made for? It's made to be pulverized, made into chocolate. So it should be mamash case of dolas. So what rock should you make in chocolate? Should be a case of AIDS. Just like with dolas, you pulverize it. And whatever you make out of it. The look is you make a domo. A chocolate bean is made to be pulverized, not made to be eaten that way. Should be a case of shackle. Come on, which I true, it says, Chaim Ahmed Abar, make a case of AIDS. Come on, which I true, it says, Chaim Ahmed Abar, make a shackle. Come on, come on, let me say for why. Why should you make a shackle over here? What's the reason over here? There's one thing that says, Echlam, you should make AIDS. Or the Yitzchak says, make AIDS. That's a cheshman over here. My son, all this from does not go this way. Shlom Zalman, they love tshuva about it, the end of Tzarchein Godel. Agam, at the end of the day, they have a meiser out. They was eating one time, he had a coffee, he went to a bracha, he had to make a shackle. So he said, bring chocolate, he made a bracha shackle on it. And they have, again, they have some Moshe, and they have the Vyashiv, and a storm of all the different tshuvas about this question. So they come along from two or three different ways how to respond back, which makes it not kamina in numerous cases. When he said when he was working the manats, he wanted to know what to go do with chocolate over here. So when he was minded to check it into it, he saw you take this cocoa. Now cocoa itself is very bitter. A little bit bitter, depends on what level of bitter it is. That means you don't have any sugar inside, you get these chocolates with no sugar inside. It has a bitter taste to it. So he said they put in 15 other ingredients inside of it, and you make now this bar of chocolate. So in essence, what exactly are you eating over here? Come on, Rav Shlomach, you want to tiny the ick is a teruvois with a taste of chocolate. It's giving time to your sugar and giving time to the other greens inside over here. So the icky thing over here that you're doing is not really the cocoa per se. The cocoa can be mounted with 30% lime and rib over here. The ick is a teruvois. You don't want the chocolate with its bitter taste. You want, it's not really giving flavor to the cocoa. The cocoa is bitter bad. The ick is a whole time mixture with a whole teruvois over here. Therefore, the whole teruvus is a cocoa giving taste to the whole time mixture over here. For that reason, he says, the look is, you make a shackle. It gets involved with, what happens when you have chocolate? doesn't have all this mixture inside. You have more bitter chocolate, and bitter chocolate, each lost, he says. Another lotion, say, over the same idea of a Strombach, is that when you take all this chocolate from this tree, you make this chocolate bar over here, since it's such a big mixture of different things over here, it's called Kadoshas Balakan. True Kadoshas. It's not like Delas, when you make a pumpkin pie, it would use Delas, except it's a pie over here. It's a bean that if you ask a person where the chocolate comes from, no one even knows it comes from a cocoa bean. If you ask people, don't know about trees, chocolate comes from chocolate, I don't know, comes from somewhere. No one knows it comes from a bean over here. There's no association or understanding comes from bean. He was there. So Pachos is true Kadosh over here. They do say a third point over here, that in the Gate of Sugya of Minig in general, there's Yishal and Yivomis that says that every time you have a Shal in the Gate, what go do the Minig, which is connected to Halacha, if the Minig is the Kol Deity, Yaitzel, Halachos, but you have it, don't change your Minig. Then the Greece, but you have the Yaitzel Shackle. So Pachos Kilonis. So don't change your Minig. Don't throw in, don't change your Minig. Again, we end up Sarfia, we're not sure, we have these stories over here, don't change your Minig. These are the cases on the chocolate shackle. Building upon that, we have other cases of the same idea. What's the halacha of these that come from sesame? Now, sesame seeds, chew it comes from the challah. That's not the meat that you do with it. Sesame seeds, either you make the tahina out of it, or you make the chava out of it. Chava. So that's the two things you make out of it. One halacha is you make a tahina. Now, usually tahina is not much of a tahina, it's usually a tuffle. But if you eat straight, what halacha do you make upon it? You say that ikka sesame seeds are made for chilon. Same thing you say, ikka sesame seeds are made for chalava. And the other chalava, in this case, should be because the sesame is. Sesame is a double. It also should be a case of a double there. Again, there's shot among the sperm, but the way how the Hitzvah Shalom down, and he says, just like chocolate. For every reason, the pumpkin consumption ball can have a case of chocolate. It's a new tool over here. It's just like chocolate has an exception to the Mishnah rule. You have one exception has to be. Not tell you how it is. The second exception was the Pumach Noshim Mamish of Brother Tzura. So the same thing to get Chalva and Chino, the same thing, as long as they make a case of Shackle. The same case, they discuss the idea of soybeans. Soy, today they may take soy, they make hot dogs out of it, they make strollies, and they make schnitzel out of it, and they make a lot of things out of soy. Now, soybeans are best of soybeans. You might have what's wrong with chocolate, but the egg wasn't made for corn for it. You make all these things. But what works? You make things that are made out of soy. A piece of it should be a case of glass, it should be a case of a dollar. Again, they can think to the city of chocolate. What about the massive markets of tons of things made out of soy in this country? The license says, you see over here, you studied, Palm Kadoshis, no one sees a bean over here. It's a new empty with a whole time mixture over here. And if you made it, tons of different things out of soy, as you get over here, of shackle. I mean, it comes down again to this machine, it's called a ballad. We have two important things that come out of Halacha. Number one, Rosh Hashanah is the Halacha to argue that the whole piece of Mishmur is not good, that good as being a tree. Then in the Mu'ach, it can be a case of a double or eight, it's going after its own. The second thing is, this Halacha is not good when it's not from Kodosh, it's a brand new Tzura came over here. It's a brand new Tzura, a new host over here, that never gives me a case of Shackle over here. Next thing is, people ask me, last couple of months, too long. So, that's what we'll do next time. But just to point out that really, the next two sugyas, Chesed is a sugya of different drinks that come out from a tree. Now, Be'etzem, as the Oilam Shul, of course, Machlok is a sugya that from Ches versus Lamates. And you have to realize that the Simon Reish base is a bracha of Paris Elam. The Simon Reish Hay is a bracha on Yerukas. To get to the question over here of what bracha you make on soup, what bracha you make on drinks, it's a series of sugyas. Therefore, this halacha will be brought down twice. Once over here, we'll go through Bekitzer, we'll focus more on Reishai. Sending the sugya afterwards, thinking of being eaten as Sifjid Beis, or being Chai, or being Mavushal, also is brought down twice. Reishai by Paris, Reishai by Yerukas. And we again be brought down more by Reichas than Reishai. So the next two sugyas are gummed a lot here. I know tons of guys ask me more books on soups. We'll leave it over. And in this case, we'll have to leave over. Meshem, next Shabbat, we'll go from Ches to Yudalef, with Tzapri, more Bekitzer. Then afterwards, Chaim, Moshe, more Bekitzer. And try to end up the Simon. That's all.
Terrific, a terrific shear. Hello? Hello? Yeah.